The Israeli military has launched a series of large-scale surprise drills south of the occupied territories. Israeli regime forces as well as local troops are participating in the war games. Palestinian military experts say the exercises are carried out in the face of the latest uprising by Palestinians.
The Israeli military has launched surprise exercises in areas surrounding the Gaza Strip in the western Negev desert. According to the Israeli army, the drill is aimed at maintaining troops' preparedness and to simulate incursions and rocket fires from the besieged territory. Meanwhile, Palestinian military experts say the drills are meant to convey a message to Israelis living in those areas. They say Tel Aviv is trying to give assurances to Israelis that the current popular uprising by Palestinians would be dealt with more violently.
Both the political and military leadership in Israel are in an embarrassing situation. They're unable to face what's going on in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Tel Aviv wants to ensure the security of Israelis, but these are normal drills aimed at boosting the resolve of Israeli soldiers.
During the current uprising, Palestinians from the Gaza Strip have in many occasions clashed with Israeli soldiers. A number of them were killed and some others wounded. Observers believe Israel is worried about potential attacks, including rocket firing from the besieged Gaza.
There was a statement by Israel's Minister of Military Affairs, Yalon, several days ago. He predicted that the current Palestinian uprising will continue. This means that Israel might be afraid of any attacks from the Gaza Strip. This is why Israel wants to keep its army ready and mobilized for any unexpected situation.
The exercises required assembling military equipment, which included large numbers of aircraft, armored vehicles, troops, as well as artillery units. Several other drills have been conducted by the Israeli army so far this year. By conducting war games, Israel wants also to send a message to the Palestinians that its strategy depends on 24-hour military readiness. Palestinians on the other side, however, have proven that Israel's aggression and intimidations have been ineffective in ending their resistance and determination. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.